There is another point of view as to whether West Virginia University should spend millions of dollars to fix up its football stadium than the one expressed by visiting law professor Michael Blumenthal in his essay for West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Inside Appalachia. Professor Blumenthal questions whether such an outlay is appropriate for an institution of higher learning. Needless to say, as athletic director at West Virginia University, I believe it is, and for reasons that are both practical and educational. Addressing education first, there is no argument that West Virginia University's first responsibility is to provide the best and broadest educational experience possible for its students. It is the first part of our land-grant mission of teaching, research, and service. For many current and potential students, high-quality intercollegiate athletics are a key part of that experience. Successful athletic programs also provide an important touchstone for alumni and help keep them connected to their alma mater, a connection which can result in increased support for the academic mission. And high-profile athletic programs provide a platform and audience the university can use to draw attention to the stellar economics of the institution. But being successful requires first-rate facilities, and that is where the practical side comes in. Just within the past couple of weeks, our department announced investments of more than $100 million to renovate specific areas at Milan Puskar Stadium, the Coliseum, and the Shell Building. This money will come from $75 million in bonds and $25 million from private philanthropy. All three structures are in an age where renovation and upgrades are required. The Coliseum is 44 years old, the football stadium 34 years old, and the Shell Building 33 years old. We plan to take advantage of the imminent departure of the College of Physical Activity and Sports Science to its own new building on the Evansdale campus this fall to renovate the Coliseum and Shell Building, which, by the way, have essentially been untouched since they were both built. We also plan a number of other smaller projects, such as the new locker room at the Lesk Soccer Stadium and repurposing the existing baseball park, Holly Field. Historically, WVU has maintained its facilities extraordinarily well, and I give kudos to both the facilities department as well as our athletic department employees for their good work over the years. However, there comes a time when modernization is called for, and that time is now. It would be negligent on our part to not invest significantly in renovating and upgrading our athletic infrastructure, particularly given that athletics is a self-sufficient auxiliary unit. We'll be able to pay for these improvements in large part due to the guaranteed payments we will receive during the next decade from both the Big 12 Conference and IMG College. These payments are substantially higher than in years past. These projects have been fully vetted, reviewed, and approved by a number of different groups, all of whom have some oversight responsibility for the complete mission of WVU. Those groups include the West Virginia University Planning Committee, the West Virginia University Board of Governors, as well as the West Virginia Higher Education Policy Commission. They all studied our mid- and long-term revenue and expense projections and determined that we were on solid ground with our plans to repay the bond. It is also important to remember that while the athletic department is an integral part of the university experience, it is a self-supporting auxiliary unit and, as such, does not pull funding from the university's core mission. All these costs are funded from athletic department-generated revenues. Significant capital expenditures are taking place all over Morgantown and Monongahela County, not all of which are directly tied to the university. That is just one of the reasons it is such a vibrant and dynamic community. And we would be shirking our duty as a part of that vibrant and dynamic community to do anything less than provide the best athletic program possible, and that means keeping our facilities in first-rate shape.